Do you or someone that you know have a story that they would like to share with the world? If so, look no further. You can join Spotify for Podcasters today and begin sharing your story with the world. How might you do this, you would ask? Well, it's very simple with this app. You are able to edit and record your podcast for free, as well as view the analytics to see the engagement with your audience with a variety of features, including video podcasting. Also, you're able to make money off your podcast because, listen, if you've been outside, like I've been outside, you know that inflation is terrorizing all of us. From the rent still being due on the first to gas and groceries, it's hard to keep up. So, if you have a good story to tell and want to galvanize a unique set of listeners, go ahead and start your journey today with Spotify for Podcasters and let them know that Prince Onyx from the Royal Albert Podcast sent you. And now, back to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Royal Albert Podcast, hosted by the one and only Prince Onyx. Join me on a daily to weekly basis with the Royal Court and I as we delve deep into a wide range of topics. From entertainment to politics, both professional and streetwise, to personal stories of things that we've experienced, from dating troubles to family drama and even our own tea that'll get spilled, all from a Chicago perspective that at times can be viewed as worldly. You can find us on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, and more. This is a show that you don't want to miss. Thanks for tuning in. Hey you guys, what's up? It's your good guy here, Prince Onyx, and I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. As part of my Royal Court, for just as low as $7.99 a month, that's $7.99 a month, you guys can get advertisement free, in other words, ad-free episodes from your favorite podcast, the Royal Hour Podcast. How do you do that, you ask? Well, if you're listening from Spotify or from Anchor, there will be a link in the description that you can click on where you will be able to be a paid subscriber. Now, with this subscription, you are able to get, again, ad-free episodes, meaning that all you will hear is the intro, and you'll hear about the Anchor FM, you know, spot about how to create your own podcast and where to find me, which is the outro on where to find me on social media. Other than that, you guys will get, you know, as long as I want to have the episodes. They could be an hour, maybe 2 hours, who knows, of just me, Solo Dolo, or me and my guests from the Royal Court as we talk about the various topics that you guys love, from entertainment to politics to AI to conspiracy theories. When I tell you, you would want to subscribe to this because I'm already free enough. You know, I speak freely enough on the show regularly, but with the subscription, when I tell y'all, you get a more raw, uncut version of your good guy Prince Onyx and some. Yeah, you'd want to subscribe to this. So again, for just as little as $7.99 a month, you guys will get ad-free episodes. Ad-free, no interruptions, just straight through and through, from one segment to the next segment to the next segment to the next segment to the end of the episode. You guys will get all of that for just as low as $7.99 a month. And this is due in part to Anchor, which is provided to us by Spotify. So I just wanted to let you guys know before y'all listen to this episode, because this is a freebie, just like, you know, you guys get the regular episodes, because season 2 is coming. But I just wanted to let y'all know that moving forward, to get those subscription episodes, those exclusive episodes, subscription-based episodes, you just got to subscribe for as low as $7.99 a month. And you guys get your good boy, Prince Onyx, and then some. Thank y'all. Now, let's get back to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Yes, I have missed each and every last single one of y'all that have probably been wondering, where the hell did he go? So, because as of tomorrow, that'll be May 17th. That would have almost made it 3 weeks since y'all have heard my lovely voice. I honestly, y'all, I just needed a break. I'm going to be 100% transparent with y'all. And because I'm kind of on borrowed time right now, the only reason why I say that is because, girl, I ate an edible prior to recording. So, baby, when that shit hits, girl, I do not want to be trying to record because, whew, I'm going to be zooted, okay? And I deserve. But anyway, no, real talk, though. I just needed a break. I was really starting to feel burnout. And as much as I wanted to talk about all of this other stuff that was happening with, you know, the updates with Jonathan Majors, the writer strike that has kicked off since the beginning of this month, and just how that has literally affected the industry to where, you know, shows have been getting canceled left and right. Other shows are in, you know, they're on hiatus, they're on hold until, again, this strike gets configured out. And it's crazy because at the end of the day, these writers are simply fighting for 3%. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like they're fighting for 50% or 15 or some shit like that. It's like they're fighting for 3% versus the 1-2% that they get now. But anyway, I wanted to talk about all of that stuff, but I was just in a real burnout space. I was just like, you can't fucking go on there because the audience is going to tell that you're tired. They're going to tell that you probably don't want to be doing this. And that's the last thing I want, you know? But in the midst of my break from here, I finally hopped back onto my YouTube channel. Shout out to you, Bakari. I had a consultation call with Bakari from the Two Siblings podcast. One else, yeah, I forgot. What is the name of your podcast, Bakari? I'm not even trying to be shady. I'm being dead ass serious because I know it's been through a couple of like name changes. So let me just make sure I got the name correct. Okay, let me just make sure I got the name correct, child. But yeah, 106 and podcast from the Two Siblings Talking. Yes. So, you know, I had a consultation call with him a while back and it really helped me to really like get that motivation and that inspiration to be like, yeah, let me get back on YouTube. Because that's where I first started, you know, putting myself out there. And then with that, what happened was imposter syndrome and I just couldn't keep up. Then my previous laptops just clunked out on me. So I could record videos, but I didn't have nowhere else to fucking upload them. So that happened and I was just like, God damn, bitch, what the fuck? So, it was a lot, but I finally got back on there and actually a video is uploading. Hopefully by the time I get back home, I should be able to schedule it to drop either tomorrow when you guys get this episode, so you know, get a double whammy from me on Wednesday, or it'll drop Thursday. And basically on that video I am doing a review for Jadena's new album, Me, You, and God, which is a really good album, by the way. I encourage you all to go and check it out. I'm working overtime right now so I can secure me a meet and greet ticket to the concert. Because if anything, this summer, I'm making sure I go see Beyonce, Jadena, me and my mother are supposed to go see Jill Scott. So I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, so baby, I am looking forward to just having a good summer. But again, you know, I just was going through some burnout and I just needed a break. And it sucked again because I'm like, damn, I could be recording. Oh my God. Oh my God. But as an artist, what I've had to learn is that, you know, what I've had to learn is that, you know, never try to like, never exhaust yourself. And I've done that in the past and you would think I would have learned by now, but hey, you live and you learn time and time again. Right. And so, yeah, I'm just happy to be back. I'm happy to be back. I mean, it's nothing more to it, y'all. Like, seriously, just needed a break and I'm glad. 'Cause in that break, I was able to sit down and think over some things that I have been thinking about for a long time. I had some important conversations with some friends that helped to reveal some things that needed to be brought to my attention in my life, things that were happening behind my back, things that were happening in front of my face that I was overlooking. And I just really had to sit with that and be like, damn, you know? But now that I'm over that, damn, phase, I'm just kind of like in that acceptance stage, if you will. And so that's how it is. So I'm just moving along and trucking along and moving forward, you know, because it's just a lot of crazy shit going on in the world right now. And once again, sometimes you got to unplug, recenter yourself so that you don't get lost in the sauce. And this is just honestly a very special episode. A very special episode for me to y'all, just letting y'all know what's up, where I've been. So, you know, don't think too much of it. Like I said, this is just me just talking to y'all, just coming to y'all from a heart to heart on some heart to heart shit. You know what I'm saying? For me to y'all, just letting y'all know that I'm okay. I'm all right. I am still here. Just had to step back for a while. That's all. But in short, what do I think about some current things that are happening? Well, number one, let's start with Beyonce, right? Because the Renaissance Tour, baby, when I tell you I cannot wait till July, I feel like Chicago is going to be one of those cities that turns the fuck up in the States. I feel like Chicago, Atlanta, LA, Dallas, and Houston. New Orleans, New York. I just feel like, yo, like certain cities and states are finna fucking turn up. Like, it's fins to be crazy, okay? And for the people who keep thinking that this is a farewell tour, I go by the logic of just like Janet Jackson. When Janet said, hey, unless you hear from my mouth about like new music per se, don't make speculations. I'm going to apply that to Beyonce. Unless you hear her say this is a farewell tour, let's not assume that. Now, is it giving, hey, I'm going to go on a long hiatus after this? Absolutely. And you got to think about it. We still have two acts left. And as I predicted, she would show some of the visuals on the tour. Not like the visuals full out, like, you know, full on music videos. But from the footage that I've seen overseas, she is showing footage from the videos. So the visuals have been shot. It's just a matter of, again, she's going to release them when she wants to. And she did address that on the tour, which is hilarious. But honestly, when you really think about it, I'm glad that she did that, that she's holding off on releasing the visuals. And just because of how we in society, the masses at large, consume art nowadays, it's like, yes, y'all want the visuals just so y'all can make like screenshots and make memes out of them and then move on. A lot of y'all, let's be honest, a lot of y'all just want them just for that. And then there are those of us who appreciate the art and we're able to consume it, go back to it, digest it, pick it apart and be like, ooh, okay, so you see in this scene, this is the, you know, have conversations with other intellectuals, if you will, and other people who consume art in a more proper manner and appreciate art. Because the overconsumption of art is why stuff is so cheap nowadays in the industry. And something that happened while I was away was I saw Coi Leray had tweeted something about, oh, they just let anybody be a star or make music or some shit that she had said. And baby, when I tell you, everybody clocked her ass, because it's like, girl, we could say the same for you. Like, girl, we could say the same for you. Like, a good chunk of your shit is just all samples. Like, damn, I know people like to say we're in sample hell, but girl, you must be the fucking princess of that shit, of sample hell, because girl, it's like, we could say the same shit for you, you old nepotism baby. And there's nothing wrong with nepotism per se, but it's just like, girl, you the one who they definitely just let in, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it because of your father? Yeah, I guess so to a degree, even though it ain't like Benzino is a Jay-Z or a Diddy per se, but that nepotism definitely helped to a degree. So while you're saying, oh, they just let anybody make music and let anybody be a star, honey, the same can be said for you. Not to mention you trying to start beef with Lotto all because she used your name as a fucking metaphor in her put it on the flow. Like, girl, she wasn't dissing you. She was just saying that, again, the, you know, rolling a blunt and it's shaped like you, meaning it's skinny as hell, but probably loud as hell. Again, understand your metaphors, understand your punchlines, your similes, and all of that. Like, a lot of y'all really seriously need to take a language art course. Like, full stop, for a year, y'all need to be in, like, some type of language arts course so that y'all can understand music, yes, but y'all can actually read better and understand shit better. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, that had happened. And as far as Jonathan Majors, so apparently, now all of a sudden he's dating Megan Good. And yes, I'm kind of doing a hot round, a hot take or whatever, so I'm just going from topic to topic. So, you know, don't think nothing of it. I'm just giving my thoughts. It's like a firing off round, right? So, Jonathan Majors is apparently dating Megan Good. How do I feel about it? It's PR for sure. It's damage control. It's PR because I'm like, okay, he doesn't have a PR firm anymore. So unless his team or whoever is left on his team reached out to Megan Good's people and was like, hey, can we make this happen? And her people were like, yeah, let's talk with her about it. Which then has me looking at her like, okay, Megan Good, you do know what this guy is accused of, right? Like, don't tell me you just willfully decided to become involved in this circus to protect the black man. Because in this case, it's like, dude, okay, that video that was released of your girl going to the club after the altercation, a lot of people have said, hey, some serious shit just happened to her. She called up one of her homegirls, needed to, you know, detoxify herself, if you will, and just go act like nothing ever happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but it's just like, dude, the case and the situation gets more and more sticky because now they're saying the altercation happened. Well, it happened in the backseat of the taxi, but then there was more that happened outside of the taxi. That's when he allegedly pushed her, you know, in order to get his phone. He pushed her into the car and all this other shit. So unless there are street cameras or cameras on businesses wherever they were, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, but this whole situation with Megan Good, it ain't a good look. And yes, all pun intended. It's not a good look because it's just like, okay, girl, what are we doing here? Like, what is the purpose of this? Are we trying to, because it's giving you're trying to win over black people. But then in the same breath, it's just like, this ain't really going to work. Because a lot of motherfuckers online, but also in real life, ain't really rocking with it because they see it for what it is. And I just hate that she is being attached to this because it's like, girl, it ain't going to make you look no goddamn better. I promise you it's not. It's not going to make you look no motherfucking better. It's not. It's not. And if anything, it's going to do the exact polar opposite. It's going to do the exact polar opposite. And that is the last thing that you need, sweetie. That's the last thing you need. You know what I'm saying? To be attached to that. And then it bounces back on you. Fuck that. Okay? Fuck that. Oh shit, my girl Janelle Monae, she dropped a new song, Lipstick Lover, which is a part of the new album that's coming out next month, The Age of Pleasure. And, you know, I noticed that her and Jadena, their albums are definitely given very much like, you know, that swing, that funk, that swank, that disco, you know, hippie type vibe, you know, free, fun loving, and again, being free. And I love it. The video for Lipstick Lover has everybody talking because I guess a lot of people forgot that around the time Dirty Computer came out, she herself came out as pansexual at the time. Now, I don't know if she still identifies as that. I don't know if she is still pansexual or identifies as queer or lesbian or bisexual, whatever. But, you know, the video just surprised everybody because, you know, it was titties all around and booty shaking and all of that. You know, oh, she's kissing women. And there was apparently some guys kissing on each other in there. And it was crazy. It was a good time. If I do say so myself, it was a good time. Honestly, though, and I'm going to make a video talking about this, I do wish that she would come back to the Afrofuturism. Like, I don't mind the Dirty Computer and the Age of Pleasure eras. I don't mind it, you know what I'm saying? But I do wish that she would get back to finishing the suites from the Cindy Mayweather and Jane story. Like, I do wish that she would finish that. And then she can make whatever fucking album she want to make after that, you know? So maybe after this album, we'll get, you know what I'm saying, we'll go back to the suites. But now I'm thinking, well, damn, okay, how long is it going to be until that next album? You know, because she's the type that will take a while, Brian. She will take a while to get back into the mix. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, and then another thing, too, because I pre-ordered the album off iTunes, and I saw the track listing, and I saw the times for the songs. A good chunk of them are super short. And it's just like, damn, here we go with these super, super short songs that you know you're gonna like, and then once you're really getting into the groove of it, bam, next song, or the interludes, and I'm just like, girl, damn, what the fuck, like, damn, what is going on? But hey, you know, I'm looking forward to the album either way. I'm wondering, will she be touring this year too, or would she wait until next year? But I feel like she's gonna tour this year. It's just, because the album drops in June,
And the summer lasts up until, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least here in Chicago, we got until at least maybe that first or second week of October, in my experience as a Chicagoan. You know, but really from June to about September is really your best bet for, you know, that summer love, summer feeling vibe. But baby. Okay, shout out to Ashanti. Baby, look, when it comes to like October, it's like, whoo, child, we busting out the jackets, okay? We busting out the jackets, the hoodies, the whole nine yards. We getting ready to buckle on down until, you know, the next cycle. And so, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't really have any other, I'm trying to think, y'all, before I head on up out of here. I don't really have any other thoughts on anything else. Again, if I do, you know, I'm going to talk about it here or, like I said, you know, YouTube, where I'm going to be at. Because, yeah, my next topic will be about, you know, Janelle Monáe and just, you know, the Afrofuturism of it all. Because I'm somebody who's been around since Tightrope and Metropolis and The Audition, which was like her demo tape that she was shopping around. And then, what was it, Arc Android. Like, I've been around, I'm an OG fan droid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been around since 2009, sweetie. So, I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not new to this, baby. I am true to this. I'm true to this, okay? I'm fucking true to this. And so it's like, it's great to see an artist grow, and I'm never going to deny an artist their growth, just like I wouldn't want anybody who, you know, rocks with me and supports me to deny me of my growth and however I want to express myself in my art, you know? It's just that the music from Dirty Computer, there are some songs that are good, that I like on there. Other songs, it's just like, okay, all right. And then with this album, I'm like, I like Float. I like Lipstick Lover. It grew on me. And I'm going to see what the rest of the album is giving. And of course, I'm going to give it a review. I was going to say another review. But speaking of another review, I'm definitely going to check out Keke Palmer's new album, Big Boss. Glad it finally came out. And check out the movie that came along with it. That's basically a visual album. It's a visual album, just like the Lauren EP. That was another visual album. And yeah, I'm going to check that out, see what it's given, because I've heard some pretty good things about it. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and of course, waiting on my girl Mariah the Scientist to drop. I know Summer Walker drops this Friday. I'm going to definitely check that out. People are saying that it's sounding like, you know, she's pulling her inspiration from Erykah Badu, who has been her, what is it called? Doula? Yeah, like, you know, delivering babies, you know, home birth, you know, all earth, you know, earthy type stuff, which is, thank God Summer Walker is able to do that. And not just her, but other Black women who are able to do home births are, you know, they're able to do it and they have a great support system with them. And these people, they know what they're doing, too. That's the other thing, too, is having folks who know what they're doing, because at home births, they can be, you know, dangerous, just like being at an actual hospital. But when you think about the fucking mortality rate of Black women at hospitals dying during childbirth, it's like, yo, it's really getting scary out here. And shame on these doctors and nurses, you know, who are non-Black, because it's always them. And there are those rare cases where the doctor or nurse is non-Black and they actually do care. But for the most part, we've seen it where it's like, yo, these non-Black doctors and nurses are just letting these Black women die. And it's just like, is somebody telling y'all this? Was there a memo passed around that we don't know about? Please tell me and tell all of these people so that we can know what the fuck is really going on. Okay. So, yeah, it's just, you know, shout out to Summer Walker. She's doing really great things. So I'm looking forward to her EP. Again, I'm looking forward to Mariah the Scientist. Especially, I'm hoping that she sticks to the 12 tracks. Like, I'm hoping she sticks to the 12 tracks. And, yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing what the album is giving. Because I know she had took off this month. Like, she even got off Twitter. So she took a Twitter break, deactivated her account because people were once again dragging her, talking a whole bunch of bullshit. It's just like, yo, if you don't like her, you don't like her. But, and again, with the social media, with the internet, it gives people who are mean-spirited, and that's their whole personality, it gives them a platform to just talk shit about any and everybody, be it artists, celebrities, all of this stuff. But it then begs the question on, if you hate this person so much, why are you then talking about them? Seriously, if you hate somebody so much, why are you so focused on them? It's like, oh, I'm just doing this for attention, but secretly on the low, you're probably listening to their music. Like, let's be fucking for real, you know? Who else am I looking forward to dropping anyway? I'm looking forward to Doja Cat. I'm looking forward to her album. I'm looking forward to Megan Thee Stallion. Like, I'm looking forward to the girls because I feel like they really finna take lead. And I'm happy for that. I'm happy for them. I'm looking forward to them taking charge and taking lead. And just looking forward to having a good summer overall. But y'all will hear from me. You know what I'm saying? I will be back. But I just needed to give y'all an update. Not that I needed to. I wanted to. There we go. I wanted to give y'all an update. Because needed to is just like, damn, sounds kind of forced. You know, but I wanted to give y'all an update just to let y'all know what was going on with me. But those are my quick thoughts on things. I know y'all are probably used to me going like in depth with stuff. But this is just a little short gift. My gift to y'all to let y'all know I'm still here, you know. And I love y'all lots because I also have some projects, some very exciting projects coming up really soon. And I can't wait for y'all to see that. So, you know, talk about visuals. But I love y'all lots and I will talk to y'all really soon. Peace out. This is your good guy here, Prince Onyx. I'm signing off. I am back and I will return. And yeah, I love y'all lots and I will see y'all. We'll see y'all and hear from y'all real soon. Peace. Hey guys, what's going on? I just wanted to let you guys know before we get on up out of here with your good guy here, Prince Onyx, I just want to let you lovely people know where you can find me. So if you are in the TikTok streets, you can find me at Prince of the Go. That is PRINCEOFTHEGO. And the Go is short for Chicago. Or you can just simply type in Prince Onyx and I will pop up. Now that same name I just gave you, Prince of the Go, you can also find me under that same moniker over at Instagram. You know, trying to keep in tune with the whole Prince royalty background, you know, the brand. And you can also find me under my second Instagram, Prince of Gotham, with the number one, and Gotham, like, you know, Gotham City, you know, in case you guys haven't put two and two together, comic book reference. And you guys can also find me at Fanbase, Prince Onyx. And you can also find me on these Twitter streets, Prince Onyx World. Now that, after you spell out Prince, the Onyx is O-N-Y-X, all capitalized, and World is spelled W-R-L-D, so it's World minus the O, and that is all capitalized as well. So be sure that you are following me and keeping up to date with me and staying in touch with me, as I want to hear from you lovely people. And other than that, we will go ahead and get on up out of here. So I love you guys lots, and let me know your thoughts on this recent episode. Until we meet again, peace. Oh, and how could I forget? You can also find me on YouTube, Prince Onyx. Hello, come on now. I'm definitely trying to keep this brand going and going and going and going. Not even trying. I am keeping this brand going. But again, I just want you guys to know where you guys can find me. All right, talk to you later. Peace.